Good evening. My name is Lisette, and I'm your host. Tonight we continue on prayers, decrees, and confessions for increase by Apostle Stephen A. Gardner. How many have been enjoying this book? I have. Listen to me. Get a notepad, get a pen, jot these down. Know that God is real. His love endures forever. He loves and adores us. Many times, because we don't see the increase right away, we believe that, you know, we're not worthy, or we have too much sin, or, you know, that's not for me because I have a past. Let me tell you something. We all have a past. It's time for you to believe that. That was yesterday, and today is a new day. And God wants you to push forward and trust Him and believe Him for increase for your life, even in a pandemic. May He bless you in abundance, and may you take yourself out of yesterday and put yourself in today and new promises, new beginnings, new blessings, increase. Come on, trust Him and believe Him for it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going through a storm, and God has blessed me in this storm. So you have to believe Him for yourself. It starts with you. We're in the third chapter, and it's entitled Confessions for Increase. Genesis 28:3 says, "And God Almighty blessed thee and made thee fruitful and multiply thee, and thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessings of Abraham to thee and to thy seed for thee, and thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham." Hallelujah. I'm going to read it in the NLT. Genesis 28:3 says, "May God Almighty bless you and give you many children, and may your descendants multiply and become many nations. May God pass on to you and your descendants the blessings He promised to Abraham. May you own this land where you are now living as a foreigner, for God gave this land to Abraham." In the name of Jesus, increase. Hallelujah. "I confess your blessings over my family and congregation. We are fruitful and we multiply. I proclaim we become a multitude of people, and the blessing of Abraham rest upon up on us to inherit the world according to your word." Let me read it again. "I confess your blessing over my family and congregation." And you can add to this: my life, my future, my health, my freedom. "We are fruitful and we multiply. We proclaim we become a multitude of people, and the blessing of Abraham rest on us to inherit the world according to your word, in the name of Jesus." Romans 4:13 says, "For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith." Father, I confess an increase in righteousness of faith to believe and receive your promise in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 35 says, "And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy father possessed. And thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy father." I confess generational blessings of multiplication over my life And fill in the blank, my future, my finances, my health, my wealth, my peace, my stability. I receive my inheritance, and the goodness of your hand is upon my life in the name of Jesus. Zechariah 16:7 says, I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxeth great, and thou art come to excel, excellent ornaments. Thou breathest our fashion, thy breast. I'm all tongue twisted here. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thy hair is grown, whereas thou weighest naked and bare. I confess multiplication over my life and proclaim I increase and come forth in greatness of my God. Lord, you have made me an ornament of your excellence. I confess this over my life in the name of Jesus. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9, 8, 9, 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and minister your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness. I confess multiplication to seeds I've sown in the name of Jesus, and increase of fruit of righteousness to impact my generation and generations to come. I filled that blank in the name of Jesus. Last one, Colossians 2:19 says, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. I confess your power over my life unifies me with every purpose you've ordained. I proclaim I increase with your increase, with the increase of God. Let me say it again. I confess your power over my life unifies me with every purpose you've ordained. I proclaim I increase with the increases of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name in the name of Jesus. Keep in mind, this is from sagsministry.com, sagministries.com. God bless you until the next. I will see you soon. Bye bye.